Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I am so encouraged that people are learning more and more about pet nutrition all the time. I really strongly believe this might be the single most important thing that we can do for our pets. So it's encouraging me to see different entities popping up. I'm even seeing, you know, specific restaurants and outfits that are just there to create food for the dogs in a much healthier and almost a custom manner. So I reached out to a good friend of mine, someone who I turn to often when it comes to the world of pet nutrition, my good friend Daryl Chester from PetNutritionSystems.com. Daryl, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Hey, I want to talk about the advantages of custom formulations and food catering for pets. What should a pet parent consider when they're thinking about this type of service?
First, determining what the need is, and that can be done either through your vets, self-examination, or a bionutritional blood test. And if you take that type of testing, it will tell you exactly what's going on with the body, what's nutrients it's deficient in, and based off of that, you can go ahead and make a tailor-made diet plan or diet foods to meet those nutritional needs. When we do that, we suggest that about every 4 to 6 months initially to go ahead and have that test done again so you can find out that you have met the goals of getting those nutrients back up to optimum level. And when that happens, then all the genetic systems are functioning properly and the body is in balance.
So what are the major benefits of using a service like yours to address the nutritional needs specifically for your pet?
As far as I know, we're the only company that will do that for you. You can't call one of the other product manufacturers and say, I just found out that my dog is deficient in iron and I have a kidney issue, and then be able to formulate specifically for your animal. You end up having to either buy a food that is specifically designed for that and then hope it meets your needs, or you end up having to figure out what type of supplements you can use to offset the deficiency of that food. And, you know, that really is a slippery slope for most people to do. So it's very hard to do. So what we suggest is we go ahead and we do that for you. And as the dog gets better, then you can get to more of a neutral diet and one that's specifically made for the healthy dog, be it whatever breed it happens to be. And that sliding scale, we do well. We've been doing it for 20-plus years. So, and again, we're the only company in the marketplace that is set up to make those type of adjustments for the individual need of the pet.
Yeah, and I think you hit on an important point there, which was, you know, supplements, I'm a big believer in them if they're used right. And that's
right.
The challenge, especially, you know, if you haven't been using supplements, it's not always that easy to use them with your pets. And, you know, then you know, people resort to wrapping them in things that are very unhealthy for their pets. So they may be treating one thing, but, you know, adding something that they really don't need on the other hand. So really important point there that you made in terms of how you can be doing this.
And it's also pretty dangerous too.
Yeah.
You know, a little of something could be very good. A lot of it can kill you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you have a headache, an aspirin will help you. If you take a handful of aspirin, you've got an issue.
Hey, what's needed to create a breed-specific veterinary perspective, nutrition, diet, or a custom diet? I know that's something you guys excel at.
Yes, you know, there's been a lot of studies starting back in the 60s that have taken nutritional blood tests of all the breeds. So we now know what the nutrient need for each breed is. So based off of that, we have gone ahead and made formulations for all the breeds. And if you, regardless of the breed you happen to have, you can give us a call and we can go ahead and send you a formulation and or food that will meet those nutritional needs of your animal. And it can also change based on the age of your animal. So if you have a dog that's 8 weeks old, the form of that food will be slightly different than if it's 8 years old. But it's still based off of the true nutritional need of that breed. No two breeds have the same nutrient requirement for any one nutrient.
Yeah, and that was one of the things that really jumped out at me. I think you've got, over 400 some odd different recipes just for the specific breeds. I mean, it's amazing the amount of information that we should really know about our breed when it comes to their nutritional needs.
And the truth, it still can be said for a mixture of breeds. You know, there are some, most of your allergies and food intolerances stem from not being able to meet that need. If you have a dog that really shouldn't be on red meat and should be on either a fish product and or a fowl product, and you're feeding him red meat, you can spend a lot of money and a lot of time trying to figure out what the issue is. And it really came down to that you weren't feeding a breed-specific formulation.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, question for you. How do I know as a pet owner if that food is working, if that blend is working?
We suggest that people enroll into our challenge. We have a pet nutrition challenge, and that booklet will show you exactly what things you can look for, what physical signs you can look for to see a change in your dog. We suggest that everybody take a battery of photos of their eyes, the gums, the teeth, the skin, the color of the coat, feel the texture of the coat. And once you make that change, go ahead after 12 weeks, do it again. And you can physically see the difference of what a diet that's meant for your breed or your particular animal will make in as little as 12 weeks.
Hey, Daryl, thanks, man. You really have so much great information. I really appreciate you taking the time. I really believe we need to know more about it as pet owners. So thanks. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Robert.
We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages.
So I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Life is Perfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 themed animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Perfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Perfect by the Pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.